Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culturezine Radio Network. How is everybody doing tonight? I miss y'all so much. I miss y'all. I miss talking to y'all, and I miss chatting with the guests. Tonight on the Miss Goldie to You radio show, I have some cool friends of mine. I met them down here in ATL, and when I tell you they could sing, and they are so talented. Yes, my homeboy Justin Bright and his brother manager, CB, owner of Beyond Dreams and the owner of CB Movement. We're going to have them on after a while. And thank you for joining us today. And we'll be right back.
You better come correct when you step to a queen. Don't step to the plate if you ain't got those G's. I ain't the one for games, better come with them threes. No baby mama drama, I don't need that tea. You better come correct when you step to a queen. Don't step to the plate if you ain't got those G's. I ain't the one for games, better come with them threes. No baby mama drama, I don't need that tea. You might catch me chilling at the Grammys, waiting on the FB. The bezel's what I'm watching, time don't impress me. Look so sexy when I reflect those to ice. I'm good in the day, even better at night. You might think spice, cinnamon, color tone. And if you ain't coming off, leave me alone. I seek my own throne in my pot of piss. Mama never said it'd be days like this. I knew a drug dealer by the name of Pizza. Tried to bust me down with his 9-inch pizza. Said I was his girl, I said, now what are you stupid? Tried to play me out, but Goldilocks knew it. You better come official, or it's just a waste. Cause I stop you in your tracks, put you in your place. You better think hard when you look in the face. Ain't got it, won't get it, no need for a chase. Okay. Better come correct when you step to a queen. Don't step to the plate if you ain't got those G's. I ain't the one for games, better come with them threes. No baby mama drama, I don't need that tea. Okay. You better come correct when you step to a queen. Don't step to the plate if you ain't got those G's. I ain't the one for games, better come with them threes. No baby mama drama, I don't need that tea. I use my influence, it's full persuasion. Pictures flash first glance, like I was a model. Best at what I do, judges talent hard. Amateur at the Apollo. Keep it real gully, give you something to follow.
sweet like sugar, need to put it in bottles. Sun and shades on, I'm America's best. Double R jeans fitted tight like a suit vest. Ayo! Above all else, guess that makes me top. TPYO, of course, the key with the lock. If I don't do nothing, I'm a ball like I'm famous. Bound to leave the game with more than what I came with. Keeping banging hard like rolling balls when the pins hit. Wanted dead alive, 50 states request my presence. My space so full that I had to get a duplicate. Demand for me so high that they tried to make it a duplicate. How stupid can you get? Only one like me. Youngest first lady making history. Now we gonna try this one more time. Don't step to me, homie. Yeah.
Better come correct when you step to a queen. Don't step to the plate if you ain't got those G's. I ain't the one for games. Better come with them threes. No baby mama drama. I don't need that scene. You better come correct when you step to a queen. Don't step to the plate if you ain't got those G's. I ain't the one for games. Better come with them threes. No baby mama drama. I don't need that scene.
Yes, nobody don't need no baby mama drama and everything. If you are now just tuning in, you are live with the Miss Goldie 2 radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Z Radio Network, where we just love new artists. New artists, get on that website, www.culturezradionetwork.com. Register to be Artist of the Month, Artist of the Week. We feature new artists. I break new artists. You can send your music to me at Missy, G-O-L-D-I, the number 2, @gmail.com. Yes. And make sure it's clean music, okay? Because Mother Cooper be listening to my show and everything. Y'all going to get to hear about Mother Cooper. Because I'm going to bring her on the show one day. Change a couple of y'all lives out there. That's right. So, I can't wait for my guest, Mr. Jay Bright and Justin Bright and CB to come on the show. They are so lively. I love them so much. Yes, they've been like family down here to me in Atlanta. Yeah, y'all. I got a new family down here in Atlanta. And we doing big things, and I can't wait till they come on and tell you about it. And I'll be right back.
Welcome to the new sound of smooth jazz and R&B. Get into the groove, guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words with Daniel A. Nelson. The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
Love, love.
know what? If you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. I just had to take it back to some of the songs that was my favorite songs when I was growing up. Like, when I hear these songs, it takes me so far back to where, you know, when I was young, when things was fun, when life was kind of easy. And, it, you know, I really had a good time growing up. And it's a shame that nowadays these kids, they can't have a good time. Families can't come together and have good times. And it's not like before. You could do things and you could be in your neighborhood and you can just, you know, that could be your environment. Right now, you can't hardly be nowhere. It's going down everywhere. So, yes, my guest tonight, Mr. Stevie and Justin Bright. I know I keep talking about them. I know y'all want to meet them. I can't wait till you meet them. And I just was trying to have a little fun. It was Memorial Day weekend. I'm pretty sure everybody was at a cookout or eating some cookout food, but not me. I was here working. Yeah. Yeah. Some stuff I love to do because I have a lot of projects going on, a lot of good things in the works. We actually have a casting call coming up June 3rd in Cato. Hit me up on Instagram or Facebook, and the information is on my page. Yes, we're doing a major casting call for a movie and a video with the artist Capricool, and it's going to be featuring Baby D of AMG, and the movie's going to have Little Zane in it. So, you know, it's going down on ATL. I'm telling you. So, what does everybody think about, you know, they're making this big thing about the gorilla, and, you know, I feel bad for the gorilla, because, all right, if a baby, if you found the baby on your porch, you taking care of the baby, like, do you think that somebody should come shoot you because you was taking care of the baby? Or so just because it was a gorilla, but he didn't hurt the baby, he was making sure the baby was all right. So that's like with anything. So if I was, you know, I don't know if they're going to shoot us. If you find the baby, just, you know, leave the baby right there and wait for the cops to come, because I don't know if they might try to shoot you or not. Never know. So, yeah, I'm waiting for my sister, my co-host, Miss Addie. She always doing a lot of big things. She just does a lot. I know y'all hear her talk. You hear me talk. We all do a lot. And I love women that do things. Women empower other women. And if women would teach other women, then we could go a lot further. And then we could teach the men. And we'll have a good little thing going on here. So we'll be right back with the Miss Golden TV show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network.
Are you looking to build your online presence and increase your landing page visits? You need JDS Online Marketing. We offer the services you need to maximize your online exposure without breaking the bank. We specialize in social media management, website creation, target marketing, and most important, brand SEO. Take advantage of our free consultation by logging on to jdsonlinemarketing.com. That's jdsonlinemarketing.com, your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And I have my guest on the line, my homeboy from ATL. And his story is such a great one that, you know, Oprah wouldn't even have time to tell this thing. So, but before I bring him on, which he's already live, say hi to everybody. Can you hear me?
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, baby.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I miss you. Welcome back to the Miss Goldie to You radio show.
He's
one of my first guests on my show, and we had such a good time, right?
We did. It was turned up. We was popping.
Yes, I really enjoyed myself with you. And my mom definitely enjoyed just singing. She called me. She said, oh, that boy could sing. So before we get into who you are and what you do, I'm going to take them to one of these songs. I'm going to take it to the Don't remix. What you think about that?
Okay, let's do that. That's Justin Bright, the first artist off Timeless Music. Y'all take a listen.
Yes, let's go.
Hit you with a text on the late night before I head home. Yeah. And you reply, baby, come and get right. It's been too long. Now we all up in your bed. I got you soaking up the sheets tonight. And anything you want, just say, girl, I'm here to do the things you like. I got some lean up in my Fanta. Just left the club with a dancer.
Now, that was Mr. Justin Bright. So, where's Mr. Justin at?
You say what? Justin's right here.
Yo, 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 yo.
Tell Justin to say hi. Hi, Justin.
What up, world? What up, world? It's your boy, Justin Bright, a.k.a. the R&B Phenom. What's going on, Miss Goldie?
That's right. What's going on, Justin? So, tell us about this Don't remix.
Oh, man. You know, Bryson Tiller put out the original Don't. And I, you know, got in my bag after hearing it a couple of times, got in my zone, hit the studio, was like, man, I definitely need to create something on my own and just definitely create a whole different remix. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to bring a different vibe to the song as if I had never heard the song, as if you had never heard the original song. You know what I'm saying? So it was just kind of, it was kind of about creating my own and just being original.
My goodness, I'm so sorry for the interruption. That's why I need me some interns over here. So if you want to be an intern at the Ms. Goldie to You radio show, call me up because I definitely need some interns. Yes, I need somebody to do these technical difficulties for me. So like I said, I was taking it to CB's song while I'm waiting for him to come back on the line. I apologize. I don't know if you can hear a lot of air. But somebody come help me.
Yeah.
you about the crown. All them dudes you had before me, boy, I bet they sorry now. Cause you've been riding from day one, don't know how you manage. Being up, put you through hell, all because I was damaged. But you stuck around cause you saw that I was hurting. And for that in my eyes, you're nothing short of perfect. And if there's one thing I know, it's that you're meant for me. So all the girls before you don't even matter, see. That's why they exes, I'm steady ignoring sex. Saying that they want me back, but I found what I was looking for. You the only woman that I'm focused on. Them haters try to tell you different, but don't understand that our relationship was part of God's plan. So tell them.
If you have just tuned in, you are now back live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, and all my technical difficulties and everything. And shout out to Mother Cooper. She stayed on that line. She the first person on the line. When I lost a connection, she ain't lose no connection. See, that's what happens when you got God. When everybody else's connection dropped, she was still on here. That's crazy, right? So, Will, CB, what's going on?
What's going on? What's going on? So I heard we was listening to Out of My Mind. What you think of that?
Oh, my goodness. I just can't wait to see him in concert because he is so animated. And he is just so, I mean, when you see an artist that has the adrenaline and the liveliness that he has, that's going to separate
right.
him from the.
Yeah, and the brother can sing. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Yes, he got. I'm gonna let him tell you about his project. His EP is dropping in June. We got that coming. I'm gonna let him give a little background on.
Wait. I'll ask the questions around here, right? So
go ahead.
I'm going to get in y'all business, right, because my listeners want to get in y'all business, right?
Right.
So, you know, they don't know who Justin is. They don't know who you are, and they don't know how we met. So, of course, if you come in, you know, into my living room, they got to know, you know, where y'all came from. So first we're going to talk about Justin, and then we're going to go back to you. So, Justin, tell everybody where you from. Here he come. What's up? Yeah, I got to see Justin. So, Justin, tell everybody where Justin Bright is from.
Man, Justin Bright is a young lad, now a grown man from Plainfield, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Now I live in Atlanta, Georgia. And, man, I'm just out here trying to make a way out of no way, trying to live my dreams and just bring back that good 90s feel of music.
Wait a minute. See, Justin, see, he already want to take over the show. I can't wait. So y'all see him with the mic in his hand. Because, wait, so you straight out of New Jersey, right? Shout out to Jersey. But, okay,
yeah.
So now you live in Atlanta. So shout out to ATL. So now, Justin, tell us something about Justin Bright. We know you make music because you on the show. And we just heard your song, right? So, but Ms. Goldie likes to get in people business. First Lady with the Facts. I want to dig deep. We're going to listen to the song so they're going to hear what you're doing. And trust and believe, I'm going to be promoting and pumping everything y'all do because we rock like that, right? So
right.
When what made you want to be a singer, an R&B singer?
I was in middle school when I figured it out. I mean, I come from a musical family, so it wasn't until Usher's 8701 album dropped and I was walking through the hallways just singing to myself, and I had noticed that I caught the attention of a couple of the females. And they went crazy, and then by the end of the day, my name was all the talk around the school. So originally, I wanted to do music just for the attention, you know what I'm saying? And then as I continued to do it, I, you know, found out that I had the gift to be able to write, and not only be able to write, but to compose music as well. So that's when I, you know, truly just fell in love with the art of music, you know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. So you first started doing it just to get the girls?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, ain't you glad, you know, see, all of us, we have vices in our life, things that give us confidence, right? So once you found out you could sing in the school, was talking about it, it's so funny because if people could see you right now, the type of person you are, I'm pretty sure you was running around that school singing every 5 minutes, was it?
Oh, yeah, man. If you meet any of my friends, they'll tell you the first thing and the last thing that they always said to me was, shut up, stop singing.
They wish they ain't tell you to shut up now, don't they? And they gonna wish they never told you to shut up. Them gonna be the same people that be like, Justin, can I get a ticket? Justin, can I get a ticket? See Justin now, right? So, tell me about this album that's coming out in June.
My EP, which is titled Perfect Timing. It's a 5-song EP, which I'm giving away for free, man. It's just something for the fans, you know what I'm saying, just to get acclimated with who Justin Bright really is as a singer and a songwriter, and as well as just being an artist, you know what I'm saying? So that has a couple of the tracks, which you guys just heard, which you just played on your show, you know what I'm saying? And it's just I'm looking forward to dropping in and everybody just eating it up, man, bringing back 90s feeling music, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that's what I like about your music, is it's fun, is, you know, it has a little heartbreak in a lot of it, but it generally you have really fun, good R&B, and really sing it. So tell us about that, Justin. Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't, actually.
So Justin is single, y'all. Tell them where they could follow you at so they could check
Ladies,
out.
You can find me, you know what I'm saying, on Instagram and Snapchat at R&B Phenom. You know what I'm saying? R, the letter N, B, P, H, E, N, O, M. I do follow back, and we can chit-chat it up. You know?
He say he do follow back. That's what's up, Justin. I be liking to put people on the spot sometime on my show. You know, it's fun. It's entertaining. I ain't going to dig too deep in the business. Cause I know your manager is on the line. He don't play like he'll call my phone.
Oh nah, man, he a shark, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely a shark. He definitely get the business done.
Oh, he definitely get the business done. And if you need any business done, I can't wait till we get in his business, because the things that he do, you know, we don't even got enough show time for him. Like I'm already doing him in chapters. If you go back to the Goldie to You on the website, on the Culture Zine Radio Network website, you'll see the show we did before. That's like chapter one, and now this is like chapter two, and I'm pretty sure we got many more chapters to come. Now, my sister is on the line, Miss Addie Palachi. Yes, yeah, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, turn
hello.
The microphone. Wait a minute. Yeah, he said hello. That was so cute. Say hi to Justin and CV.
How you doing today, Justin?
How you doing? How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, no, she didn't say it like that. She must have looked at some people. And we got CB on the line, too. That's my boo, CB.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
You got
how are you?
Everybody's so loud. Turn your phone down some a little bit. So, you know, my sister likes to ask a lot of questions, and we'll be having them questions for you. He can answer all the questions. But I can't wait till you come down here and meet him. You're going to so love him. I keep calling him Will, because that's what I call him, y'all. You know, some people call me by my first name, and I just have to take it. Like, it's not like I could condition them to anything else, and I'm so sorry. I don't respect your gangster. Even when I'm trying to get backstage, I'm be like, tell Will it's me, it's baby. So, yeah, girl, I can't wait till you come down here and meet him. I can't wait to do lunch, brunch, and dinner with him. So I'm pretty sure you got some questions for them. So
ask away.
Shoot.
We're here.
Well, basically, I wanted to start with, because I'm just tuning in myself. I had a little emergency, so I'm tuning in myself. But I want to know, basically, how did you start? Like, what made you get into the industry? Where did your love and passion come from?
Are you referring to Justin or me?
You, sir.
Oh.
CB.
Oh. I come from a musical background, but originally music, how I got into music is kind of a funny story, because in elementary, the fourth grade class was going to Six Flags, and I'd never been to Six Flags a day in my life, but I was playing violin. So I begged my mom, I begged all the counselors, like, I really want to go to chorus, I love to sing, I don't want to do violin. I didn't know I could sing at the time, I didn't know I could write. Got into the class and started
composing and being the leader, and I went on from there to being a gospel leader, a gospel quartet at Campbell High School. And then from there, I started writing, and I did some backgrounds. I mean, it just really kind of snowballed. It's kind of like my destiny because it wasn't something that I originally sought after.
Okay. Right. And I like that. Funny you say, but I'm also interested in hearing about you to release your EP, Liberation. What is that about?
Yes.
Liberation.
Well, Liberation is a continuation of my first project, which I dropped in 2007, and which actually I'm going to drop together with Liberation so the fans can get me from when I originally started. But the first album was called The Love Experience, and basically what it was talking about is the ups, the downs, the meeting someone, falling in love, the problems that each of you bring to the relationship that create an issue within a relationship and you walk away. So after I finished that project, I knew I wanted to write something, but I wanted it to be more meaningful, and I wanted it to be more melodic and real music and soulful. So I titled it Liberation, but I didn't know when I titled it Liberation that I would go through so many things in order to be liberated to be able to talk about this project and present it. It's taken me now 5 years to release this EP. I recorded over 35 songs, and I picked the best 8. For this project, so I'm really excited because I'm laying my heart out there for the world.
Okay, before I turn it back over to my system,
go ahead.
I have a Pieces of Me. Now you know this is truth that we report the facts here. So I want to know pieces of you that you ain't shared with nobody else that you really want to share.
I think a piece of me that I will share with everybody that I think a lot of people don't know is that I'm really a down-to-earth and genuine person and will go out and go hard for anybody. I mean, the homeless person in the street, I will take them in, and I will speak with them and give them words of comfort and pray with them and feed them and love on them, because I think one of the things that we here in the world forget about is love covers a multitude of sins. So we just love people through their journey. I think we will start to see some of the changes that we are currently seeking.
Yes.
Well, I'm excited about what you're doing, and I encourage you to continue on doing what you're doing. I'm very inspired by
this.
Thank you. I'm going to turn you back over to Miss Goldie.
All right.
Yes, y'all going to love each other, because as soon as I met him, it was like, what? And we both Tauruses, and we just...
Right, happy birthday.
And happy birthday to you, boo. So I want you to tell me one of the songs that you sent me so we could just play it.
Well, I want to play Touch Me. What do you think about that?
Yeah, go with
Touch
that.
Me, let's go.
Touch Me is a classic R&B. I love this song. It's just basically taking you back to when you first meet that person. You know that they fire. You know that's what brings you to them. However, what was that moment that it changed for you? You knew this was the only person for you. Well, it all started with a touch, and that's Touch Me.
All right.
Listen, man, if y'all don't know TV, after y'all hear this record here, I promise you, you will never forget who this man is. This is one of those timeless records, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's go with it. Touch Me.
I knew you would be mine, the way you made me feel deep down inside.
like you. You're so truly special to me. I feel so blessed to be in you and hope to you. Love you like this, but wait, I'm so sorry. See, the very first time I knew you would be mine, the way you made me feel deep down inside. I know this only happens once in a lifetime, and it started with you.
My goodness.
Yes, you make me want to be touched.
No, didn't say that.
Yes,
oh,
I did.
Oh, my. Oh. Yes.
So that's touched me, everybody.
I am so touched, and I am so emotional right now. Like, I don't even know the emotions that song just took me through. Like, I just imagine so many things and so many instances.
That's
what's up. Oh my goodness. I gotta put that up in my playlist. It's already up in my computer. So I'm definitely gonna be knocking that. And I promise you I won't leak it unless you want me to. Yeah,
leak
so
it, leak it. It's on SoundCloud, CB Movement.
Tell us where we can find that at and tell us where we can follow you at.
You can follow me anywhere on social media, CB Movement. Everywhere, SoundCloud, YouTube, Reverb Nation, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I don't really tweet. I'm getting better, people. I'm going to start doing it. But, yeah, everything is CB Movement. Website coming soon, CB Movement as well.
Yeah, that tweeting is very important because, you know, I just link my Twitter to my Instagram and my Twitter to my Facebook. So wherever I post that, it just goes everywhere. Twitter, Facebook,
yeah, but what
Instagram.
If you don't want certain things on everything, though? That's what
well,
I think.
Well, then don't click on the Twitter option, then. It could just make your life a whole lot easier because, hey, if somebody think I could work all 27 of these social networks that I got, I'm driving myself nuts as it is. And I ain't going
right.
to tell y'all what other situations I done got myself into. I done got myself 10 more jobs and everything. You know how I just pile on the jobs. Like, I don't have nothing better to do because I'm doing something they call empty nesting. Like, you know, all my kids is going, I don't got nothing better to do but just work. So, I know, that song was so fire, I swear. I'm playing
it
again.
It really was.
I, I'm mad we only got 10 minutes left because I want to play that like 5 more times. So, but I'm going to be playing that on the Ms. Goldie
T
Radio.
It. Go download it right now, soundcloud.com/CB Movement.
And where we could download Justin's stuff at?
soundcloud.com/RNB Phenom.
The only reason why I remember that Phenom. Shout out to Team Phenom. Shout out to Underlock Team. You know, we got that Underlock and Key mixtape coming out featuring none other than herself, Miss Goldilocks.
Hey.
They just keep bringing Goldilocks out the closet and keep forcing me to do other things when I'm trying to be Miss Goldie. I'm trying to boss up on everybody. I'm going to be on my boss lady stuff. So they just won't let me live. But, you know, you got to be able to multitask. You got to be able to do multiple things. Like my homie CB, he does multiple things. So tell us about some of the multiple things in the shortest version.
All right, in the shortest version, I do also, well, me and Justin just opened up Timeless Music Studio ATL. It's our own full pre-production studio. So that just opened in March, so we're really excited about that. I also I'm also the owner of Beyond Dreams, which is a full-service event and floral design company. I do florals. And I'm working on, this is exclusive, I'm opening up my own floral shop here in 2016. Hi. So you'll be able to get my own designs, come to my showroom and see all of my pieces.
Well, I'm going to tell you, every year on my birthday, I need me a white gardenia.
Oh,
you know that?
Definitely make that happen.
That's the flower that Billie Holiday always had in her hair, right?
Yes, and it smells amazing.
Yeah, and I need you to make it last through the whole night because normally I wear it, and it's a very expensive flower. And then it'd be all wilted by the end of the night looking like garbage. I'd be so bad. So every year, when you Miss Goldie don't turn up no more. Be quiet. I ask the questions. It's about other people's facts. This is not about my facts on here.
We need to switch the hotline.
Oh, shoot, I feel cornered off. So I want to play another one of your songs before we get up out of here. Which one you want me to play? Because I just love it, love it, love it so much.
Well, I think it's only fitting that we play All Right.
I was looking at that. It's like right at the top of my list. Like, but you know what? I said, let me let you pick. So we're going to go to It's All Right, and we'll be right back with Mr.
Check
TV, Mr. John, right, Addie, and we be right back.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Oh, so you want to know about me? Well, let me introduce you to me. I'm sitting pretty, I'm blessed and favored. I'm not stressing it, I'm steady getting paid. But don't worry about where I'm from. Don't worry about what I've done. Cause we're all here only for a minute, so we gotta get it, and that's the way it is. It's alright,
it's alright.
Tell your mother and one another that you love them. For so long we worked hard to try and cover up the scars. It's a shame how some people can't be. I wish we could be free. I wish you would release me. I'm strong and standing on the grace of God's throne. I'm not done till God calls me home.
It's alright. Life is gonna give us better. It's alright.
All right,
it's all right.
It's all right.
Life is gonna get
know, I just ain't gonna give y'all everything because this is tuned in. We are now almost checking out on the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio with my guest, the R&B sensation. If you missed it, you better go to the website and press rewind. And Justin Bright. And we was talking about Beyond Dreams and Flower Shops and being touched and all kinds of stuff on the air. And if you missed it, you better get back to it. So thank you guys so much for being
together.
Yeah, make sure y'all follow Justin. Y'all know Justin wants y'all to follow him. He only talking to the girls, trust me.
Oh, yeah, ladies, I definitely got you. I definitely got you.
So, he is so funny. Y'all got to be his. He has an awesome personality. And so does Will, CB, on a Beyond Dreams. Follow them. Look them up. Thank you to my sister who always holds me down every week on the show. And thank you to everybody who's always listening. And we're going to take it out of here with the song of the week, which is that Fat Joe remix with Remy Ma and Jay-Z and a couple of other people.
All the way up.
You know what?
All the way up.
I'm bringing it back next. Exit remade on for my city.
Cool and Dre, this is the remix for the city. Let's just start snapping. Crack hit bleak on the jack, like, let's make it happen.
Oh, it's nothing me. Can stop me. I'm all the way up. Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. All the way up.
Tell me all the way up, Drake.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the
way up. You know you made
up.
It when the fact you mash made it is worth millions. Lemonade is the popular drink and it still is. Woo. Survival of the litest. To really upverse, up in your business. I'm in the room with real, not allowed. I'm the only one in the room that they fear right now. Woo! I think they clear right now. Let's celebrate, no red champagne, we don't play that. All we see is gold bottles and paper plane hats. 21 Grammys that I use for Duce cups. I'm on the penthouse floor, call your way up. The OG said, ho, how high is high enough? I said, till we eye and eye with the higher ups. Until we let them know we ain't those. Until our baby showered in gold new. Blue looking like Pac in the tub. David LaChapelle levels are not giving a fuck. Prince left his masters where they safe and sound. We never gonna let the elevator take us down.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up.
Yo, Becca.
I'm all the way up.
What
up, Norrie? I'm all the way up.
This wasn't me, this was God's doing. And this time I won't finger roll Pat Ewing. They ain't wanna see the squad in the rock. Now they chasing the wraith like Mr. Softies on the block. Stars on the roof, got a feeling like Venus. Getting so much brain, now I'm a John Carter genius. Ever since Pump been gone, been independent. So I went and threw the punch up, man, up independent. Ha! I flooded out all the crisis. Out of Paris, I learned what real ice is. I'm kicking flavor in your ear. I just had a gray on my face and it disappeared. I just dropped the biggest of checks and it cleared. When everybody counted us out just this year. I'm Steph Curry in the clutch. Take a shot of this royal elite and go all the way up.
My crown, I really rap. I'm home, my throne, I spoil you that.
When the bitch was gone, they was really playing with it. I was sitting listening like they ain't even saying shit. Now the real is back.
figures and big numbers. Cause I was up top 7 winners and 6 summers. Cuffed all on that bus, locked me all the way down. Now I'm all the way up.